Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
The deadline for the Children's Hospital has been broken for a 16th time, giving rise to the question, when will it ever open? And why is it being allowed to happen still after all this controversy? Paul Davis, lecturer in public procurement in DCU, is with us. How you doing, Paul?
Not too bad, Jonathan.
What are the reasons for this 16th missed deadline?
In essence, we still haven't got all the rooms finished. And according to the health minister, is at the latest, I think today, she was speaking at the National Rehabilitation Hospital. She says there are only certain rooms being released and they're in bits and pieces. And so therefore, they can't move forward with actually getting into the commissioning phase. To be honest, though, I think it's more than that. I think it's a breakdown of the relationship completely between BAM and the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. That's what is really at stake here. It's not about rooms. It's a breakdown in a relationship. And when that happens, you really have to get into a room to discuss it rather than trying to bring in the lawyers. And that's unfortunately what we seem to be doing.
Who should be in that room? Because if they're not getting on, either the HSE or the minister arguably should go in there, because this is public money. This is something that is desperately needed. We can't allow this to keep happening.
Correct. My own opinion is that when we get to these situations, there's only three people that need to be in a room. There's the Minister for Health. There's the COO of BAN UK Ireland. I think he's called John Wilkinson is the name, or Alistair Henderson, who's the executive director. And then there's the chair of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. And in essence, the three of them have to sit opposite each other and reach an agreement that this is going to be finished by when. And they come out having committed to each other that they're going to deliver this. Because all we're getting here at the moment is like kids throwing stones over a fence at each other. And that isn't solving the problem. None of this is solving the problem. This is a typical Irish solution, as in let's run to the courts and let's see what happens. We're way past patience waiting on this. The three people need to get into a room and they need to agree that this is how this is going to work. And whatever that agreement is, they actually have to commit to it, and then everybody else needs to then deliver on it. But at the moment, if the health minister is just turning around and giving the same spiel that the National Paediatric Board, we're never going to resolve this. We're just going to keep tossing stones at each other. Sorry.
There are other hospitals in the pipeline right now. We're talking about elective hospitals. There's one being built in Cork, one built in Dublin, one built, I think, in the west of Ireland as well. Vitally important pieces of infrastructure to relieve pressure on the acute hospital system. I'm looking at that in abject fear, given what has happened with the procurement process for the National Children's Hospital, because I am doubtful we have learnt anything here, Paul. Am I wrong?
No, I think we have. When I say I think we have, looking at the infrastructural plan that was released, was it yesterday that we started reading it? No, sorry, Wednesday we started reading about it. When I looked at that and actually saw the plan, they've actually committed to doing some structural reform in terms of procurement. And they're realizing now that the type of contract that this contract was put under was too adversarial. And they're looking at bringing in different types of contracts, much more commercially oriented, whereby risk is shared rather than risk being put all on the supplier. And the problem with it is what we have here is literally risk being transferred to BAM, BAM turning around and saying we're not going to move until we get everything resolved, rather than reversing out the other way. So the new contracts, I think they've learned. And I think for the new infrastructure coming downstream, and hopefully for the new hospitals, we'll do something different.
I mean, it's very simple that BAM are always being painted as the baddies here. Is that unfair to them?
I think it is. I think there are three people in this relationship. God help me on the way I'm describing that.
That sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. But literally, I think that's the problem that we have. These three people don't want to acknowledge that there are three people in a relationship. They need to resolve it. But it can only be resolved at the level now, at the ministerial level. This is, we've got too many small, lightweight people knocking around. That when I say lightweight, they can't commit anything. The minister needs to commit as to what resources are going to be made available from her side. BAM has to commit what resources are being made available from their side, and the National Paediatric Hospital has to commit. And the only people who can commit those are the three senior people, the minister, the COO, and the head of the National Paediatric Hospital. That's it. After that, once they commit and they agree that, well, now it's up to, and I hate using the word minions, but it's now up to all of those other people to get on and actually deliver it to those commitments.
Okay, Paul Davis, lecturer in public procurement at DCU. I have a funny feeling we'll be talking again before the first children are treated at the National Children's Hospital. Thanks very much for talking to us, Paul.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.